Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 7, year A. Our readings for today, Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 to 13, Psalm 69, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1b to 11, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 24 to 39. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people, and of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, the psalmist sang for joy when he entered the courts of your house. He shouted for joy to you, the Lord of all the earth. His praises sprang from a heart filled with great gratitude, and from his knowledge of your worth and your glory. We have come, as generations of your people have come, to offer you heartfelt thanks and praise. May our praises be directed to you, the Lord of heaven and earth, and may our thankfulness find its mainspring in the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the emptying out of the Holy Spirit. We pray that together we may offer worship that is worthy of your holy name. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 530, Master Speak, Thy Servant Hear It. We pray the collect for purpose 7, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Challenges of Serving God. The Challenges of Serving God. A study of the Bible, the Word of God, reveals that when God calls people to service, that is, to carry out some special task for God, God equips them with the gifts needed to carry out the task, and God is in constant touch with them, directing, inspiring, and enabling them. This does not mean, however, that all will go well for the individuals. In fact, when one commits to serving God, the world will be against you, and the challenges become greater. The young Jeremiah was called by God to be a prophet. God said to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God assures Jeremiah that he did not have to be afraid, for God was with him to deliver him. God commissioned Jeremiah. "Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.'" Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. As he embarked on his task for God, Jeremiah faced many challenges. As he called the people out for idolatry, hypocrisy in worship, and social injustice, he was persecuted. On one occasion, he is called by God to perform a symbolic action. He is instructed to purchase an earthenware jug and to take it to Jerusalem and smash it to pieces in front of witnesses as he announces God's plan to bring destruction upon Jerusalem and its temple, the place where God promised to dwell among God's people. Jeremiah does what he is told. He is arrested and put in stocks for speaking against God's temple. Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. The people did not believe that God would destroy the temple. Therefore, they went after Jeremiah. In today's reading, from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 to 13, he utters a cry of lament, an indication of personal, emotional, and spiritual pain and anguish. He complains that the Lord has forced himself on him. He complains, "O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughing stock all day long. Everyone mocks me." Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7. Jeremiah complains that his life is not his own. He is forced to do the Lord's bidding, which the people resist and to which they respond negatively. He dislikes what he has to say, but he cannot stop himself from saying it. When he tries not to speak, the words are like fire in him. Jeremiah laments, "If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot." Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Even his closest friends are watching, waiting for him to crack up. Even as he faces great challenges, Jeremiah is certain that the Lord will sustain him. He affirms, "But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed." Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11. Even in the face of his challenges, Jeremiah places his trust in God. In our gospel today, having selected 12 apostles who would proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven has come and demonstrate that by healing the sick, cleansing lepers, and casting out demons, Jesus warns them about the challenges they will face as his disciples. They would become targets of persecution. They can be expected to be treated as their master would be treated. He was betrayed, denied, falsely accused, and died on the cross. Jesus warns, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master." Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 and 25a. Jesus warns his disciples, "Do not fear those who kill the body and cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell." Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus points out that his disciples will face situations that will cause them to fear. They would face even death. But he assures us, his disciples, that we are valued by God. Therefore, under God's protection, there is no need to fear. Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid, for you are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. Jesus points out that loyalty to him may challenge our family loyalties. Within a household, some may be committed disciples and others are not. That could cause serious conflict in the family because faithfulness to Christ comes first in the life of a disciple. Jesus puts it this way: I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew chapter 10, verses 35 to 37. Jesus points out the greatest challenge facing those who would follow him: loyalty to Jesus, faithfulness in discipleship, supersedes all other loyalties. That is the challenge of a disciple of Christ. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind and with all our strength. Doing our task as disciples of Christ must be our number one priority. We have the assurance of Jesus. In the face of all of these challenges, I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. Jesus affirms for us today and every day as we face the challenges of serving God in a hostile world. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." John chapter 14, verse 1. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, your light penetrates the secrets of our hearts. Be at the center of your church, that we may love you above everything else. Give us grace to walk in newness of life. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, your love exposes both deeds of darkness and light. Drive away the fear that oppresses and demeans. Give courage to those in authority to defend and uphold the good of all. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, you hold everyone precious in your sight. Look with compassion on all who are marginalized and rejected. Raise up all who suffer reproach and shame for your sake. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, you show great love towards all who call upon you. Keep watch over them. Gladden the hearts of your servants in their need. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, raised from the dead, you die no more. Hear us as we remember in faith and love those who have died, and break the hold of death. So may we come to share your life in glory. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 261. I want to walk with Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us today and always. Amen. We wish you a very productive and spirit-filled week. Remember, we continue to be cautious, be safe in this very challenging environment. And we leave you with the hymn, All for Jesus, CPWI 245.
Jesus, come today for a poor, poor man like me. Salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus, come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today, and let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love to one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, far for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Jesus, come for I see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy, and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, far for Jesus. Come for Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, the King for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past, so let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, far for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, far for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, far for Jesus.